Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, January 25th. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 0.75 cents at 4.53, March wheat up 1¢ 0.75 cents at 6.12½, and March beans down 3¼ cents at 12.37. Exports for the week were okay on the wheat and the corn, light on the beans. The wheat came in a combined 5.10 with Mexico and Philippines, the biggest buyers. Corn, a combined 9.92, Mexico and China being the biggest buyers. And the beans, very light at 5.60. We did sell 5.63 to China, but there was a cancellation of 2.36 from unknown. We also had Mexico in the mix for 1.51. Trade right now is kind of focusing on South American weather again. Northern Brazil, where it was so hot and dry in the first part of the year here, has turned very, very wet. They're working on, you know, harvest, and this is going to make a mess of things up there for the time being. So that's a little bit friendly. And in the south, it's heating up. Argentina in particular, temperatures from the 90s to the 100s, very dry, no rains in sight. The forecast shows 6 to 10 days. Maybe some rains out there, but these forecasts haven't been very accurate. The trade is still trying to decide about the Russian airplane that the Ukrainians shot down yesterday. That sparked the wheat market. Wheat, again, was just up a little bit overnight. Generally, any of this war activity just usually doesn't last more than a day or so out here. So I'm a little bit skeptical. The dollar is up just a little bit, 7 ticks here. Overall, and every time we get a rally in the wheat market caused by, you know, either the Russians doing something or the Ukrainians doing something, it just generally only lasts about a day or so. The crude oil is strong again. It's up $1.35 a barrel, just 10 cents off its highs. That didn't help the bean oil. Bean oil was down 29 ticks overnight. Meal was on the firm side. So, you know, I think we really just don't have anything definitive out here. Funds are still heavily short corn. They're short wheat, though they're starting to come out of it. Looks like they've reduced their short position by about half. We're about 44,000 short now in the wheat. Last week, there were about 77,000 at the peak. So we've come down quite a bit since then. But the corn, I still have them short 257,000 contracts of corn, which I think is a problem. So, you know, the question is, do the funds want to cover before the farmer sells? They're trying to wait till the farmer blows out of their long on-farm position. We'll see if they get a chance or not. I'm not convinced that the corn market has seen its low here yet. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.